I'll use this one.
Okay.
It's okay.
Make sure this.
Shao Hao, Ping An, Ping An. Pastor Gary often starts the message this way, and I like it. It's a great introduction. Peace. I heard it many times in China, too, so I've come accustomed to it. Previously, we've been looking in the books of Roman.
Okay. 平安啊,这个词是 经常是我们的赵牧师用来开始他每天讲到的一个词语哈，然后呢，这个我也非常喜欢这样的开场的这个一个方式。然后前段时间呢，我们在读这个罗马书。
But today we're going to look at a different event in history, which is Palm Sunday.
今天呢，我们要离开罗马书，我们来看一个很重要的事情，那就是今天就是那个圣诞周的第一日。我们今天来主要来看看这一天都发生了什么。Palm
Sunday is recognized as the beginning or the start of Holy Week, which recognizes and takes in Good Friday and then ends at the Resurrection Sunday.
Yes.
That we'll celebrate.
Yeah. 宗之主日也叫宗之节啊，它是那个就是神圣周的第一天，那么也是呢那个好星期五，也是圣周五的这个一个开始，然后呢也是接下来就是呢来庆祝这个主耶稣的这个复活的那一天哈。
Actually, Pastor Gary's message last Sunday, where Abraham was asked to sacrifice his son, definitely leads up to this time, too, that we're talking about what did happen on Good Friday, where God gave his son.
上周那个赵牧师给我们今天的信息做了一个很好的铺垫，他上周讲到了这个旧约中一个著名的人物亚伯拉罕 他为了表示他对那个上帝的这个真正的这种敬意和这个顺服，他愿意把他的儿子拿来献祭。这个真的是也是这个其实这个本这个事情的本质也告诉我们什么是接下来这个圣周五的这个意义。
One of the things that we're looking at today, peace, has actually been on mankind's mind since the time began.
Yeah, 这个牧师上周的讲道一直在萦绕我的脑海里面，印象非常深刻，对我今天讲道是个很好的一个基础。Yet
there was a very inclusive history study over 4,000 years almost that said the world was at peace less than 8% of the time.
平安真的是在从人类开始的时候就是一个我们非常关注的一个主题，在历史上呢，就是在过去四千年，就是几千年的历史中，仅仅有8%的时间是由和平组成的，其他时间都是充满了战乱和纷争。
Moreover, there's been an excess of 8,000 peace treaties that were made and broken, and that's just the big ones in the world.
为了得到和平的这种美好时光呢，在历史上曾经超过了8000个和平条约被缔结，然后又随之呢又被破坏。
Matthew Henry, who's a biblical commentator, has said once, "Peace is such a precious jewel, I will give anything for it but truth." And that's what's been lacking.
这里有一句很著名的话，就是说和平平安是非常珍贵的，但是呢，我愿意拿任何东西去换，除了真理以外。
As we look ahead this week, we want to be looking at to the one that is both peace and truth. Those have to go together.
今天我们在这里讲到了，在这里给信息的时候，我们 不仅仅是要去看这个平安，我们也要同时要看到什么是真理，我们要 把二者结合起来来才是我们今天真正的主题。
So this event of Palm Sunday is when the King of True Peace rode into the city of the great king.
这个是今天就是我们主要是来看看这个这个松枝节这一天，这个关于对这个寻求真理的这个寻求这个主耶稣他的这个真理的这个一个既是一个how to say the 庆祝的一种对庆祝和赞美对主耶稣那天进圣城的赞美，也是呢我们来认识主耶稣他本身面临的挑战。
Yeah, the city Jerusalem, which means the city of peace.
这个圣城耶路撒冷它本身的意思呢就是平安。
So in preparing ourselves this week for Good Friday and Resurrection Sunday, let's look at that event from a biblical view of Matthew, and then we're going to look in Luke also.
就是在为了迎接接下来的这个圣周五和这个主的复活节，那么我们呢来利用今天这个机会来好好的那个来思考一下这个平安的本身的意义，还有这个什么我们需要什么样的这个条件才能够得到它，也同时呢我们希望把这样的平安能够传给我们周围的朋友。
My hope is that all of us will have perhaps an opportunity to share with others about true peace and what came into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday.
就是说，就像我刚刚说的，就是说，对于耶稣进圣城这一天，那么我们通过这样的事情来讨论，什么是真正的平安的真正的意义？我们又把这样的这个平安的意义呢，带给我们周围的人。
So we are going to look at two different separate books, Matthew 21 and Luke 19. We won't look at them right now. We won't read them right now, just for a minute. But I wanted to point out the reason I kind of split those. Matthew is a writer of the gospel, particularly to the Jewish people. And Luke was a Gentile physician, doctor. So he was a little more detailed in some things that I want to include in the message today.
接下来我们要去讨论两章经文两个章节的经文，一个是马太福音的21章1-11节，然后是路加福音的19章的41节-44节，我们稍后来讨论这些经节。
This often comes under the title the triumphant entry, but I'd like to look at it in three different sections.
对，在接下来我的信息中呢，我会把今天的讨论这个平安的主题，耶稣进圣城的这个事情呢，分成三个部分来讨论。
The prophesied entry of the king, the praised entry of the king, and the painful entry of the king.
具体呢就是预见的被预见的耶稣入圣城，然后呢第二个部分是被赞美的耶稣进圣城，第三个呢是痛苦的。耶稣进圣城。
So first let's look at the prophesied entry of the king, and that we'll look at the first 6 verses there, Matthew 21, 1-6, if Leo will read those.
Okay. 首先呢我们来讨论第一个部分，这个就是被预见的耶稣进圣城。我们来看那个马太福音的这个21章的经节，第一21章1-6节，马太福音21章1-6节。
What I want us to see first here is to see that Jesus' last entry into Jerusalem wasn't without preparation and clear instructions to some of his disciples.
对，就是关于耶稣进圣城这个事情哈，是非常特别的啊。耶稣为了进圣城呢，是不像其他人，他是做了很精心的准备去为他耶稣进圣城这个事情。
Some of us here today are often together studying the book of John, and we often see in the book of John where Jesus repeatedly withdraws from public attention.
对，因为我周五带英文的查经哈，我们一直都在讨论那个 那个新约的福音书，那个约翰福音书哈，我们经常会看到，就是说，耶稣呢，他是不喜欢一个人群，他不是说不喜欢，他尽量是避开这个人群多的时候，然后去避开那种纷乱那个纷纷那个比较嘈杂的那种时间哈。
Just when he's about to be proclaimed as the Messiah, Jesus often ducks out of the crowd because he says it's not my time yet.
对，他就是在我们的周五的查经，经常我们会讨论，就是说，耶稣会尽量避开人多的时候，也避开人群，避开纷繁嘈杂的时候，因为在他看来，他还不是他的时间来跟来做这样一个非常。非常公开的一个怎么说一个很公开的一个亮相吧。
But now it was his time. So Jesus' actions were an open declaration that your king is coming to you. And I know quotes from the Old Testament in verse 5 there, but I'd like for us to go to that Old Testament verse.In Zechariah 9:9.
对啊，就是关于他进圣城的事情，他耶稣自己他意识到，这是他的时间，他要来公开的承认他是神派来的这个拯救者，他要公开的宣告他的这个身份。然后呢，我们要来通过这个旧约的撒迦利亚书九章九节来看这个预言的这个关于耶稣的身份的这个事情。就是这个很简单一个经节，就是说你的王要临到你哈，就是旧约的撒迦利亚书很简单的一个经节，就是你的王要临到你。
So it says, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion! Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem! Behold, your king is coming to you."But then it says something that's left out in Matthew. He is just and having salvation. That's so important to see that he wanted his entry to say that he was coming in peace and today is the day of salvation.
对，就是其实他耶稣进行程，他其实即使来宣告自己的身份，作为一个拯救的身份，他同时也是来向他的子他的这个跟随者，向他的这个子民来宣告，他说我不是来伤害你们的，我是来拯救你们的。今天呢，就是这个拯救的这个日子。
So the preparation that had gone on today in this event was to bring about that prophecy from the Old Testament.
对他所做的这个在那个就像在马太福音那个21章一到六节所描绘的一样，他所做的这些准备都是为了这一天啊，就是为了他进圣城这一天的事情所做的准备。
So he entered Jerusalem humbly on a donkey, and a donkey was regarded as a royal animal during David's reign.
这里就是特别提到的是这个他进圣城的时候，他是骑着驴子进圣城哈，在这个以色列的历史中，这个驴子哈是一个非常忠诚的动物。然后这个也是这个这是主要是在这个大卫王统治时期，这个动物也寓意着一种忠诚的象征哈。
However, after King David, Hebrew kings switched to horses, large white horses usually, as donkeys were considered not dignified enough.
就是但是到了希伯来王和这个后面的这些武士的时候呢，他们更多是去使用马不是驴子，然后驴子呢就被认为不适合是这种去代表这个王这种尊贵的这种身份。
And Jesus was even riding on a small donkey, a colt.
对，当耶稣进圣城的时候呢，他骑的是一匹很卑微、很瘦小的一匹驴子哈。
So you could probably assume that his disciples would like to have seen a little more splendor in this entry.
就是我们可以理解、可以想象，就是说 这个子民和这个追随者，他们希望看到一个宏大的场面，一个非常一个光辉灿烂的场面，看到他们的 King 来进入圣城哈。
But they did as they were directed, and many of them used their cloaks, their coats to throw over the donkey and to put on the robe for his entrance.
对，事实上呢，他们也是怀着这样心情做的，按照耶稣所指示的。很多的人呢，他们把他们的衣服呢都脱下来铺在了地上，也放在了这个披在了女子的身上，来表示这样的一种他们所期待的这种很宏大、很美好的这样的一个时间。
Okay. As you probably know, throughout history, there have been many kings, emperors, powerful rulers, that have come and entered into their kingdom. You would say.Supposedly to lead for the benefit of their people.
在历史上呢，我们有很多的这种国王、统治者，还有这个现在的总统，他们本身的工作是要给民众带来这种平安的福利，但其实绝大多数这些人他们并没有做到哈。
So they came in grand splendor, but they didn't necessarily lead for their people.
这个就是说这种这个辉煌的这种景象啊并不意味着是意味着是对所有的国王都是这样的事情。
I should say for the benefit of their people.
Okay.
There was an African king once in a very, and this has only been about 40 years ago, very, very poor country in Africa. His coronation cost $100 million.
哇，这里有一个故事，大概四十年前，在非洲一个贫穷的国家哈，这个国王加冕的时候，花掉了100个百万，那就是说算过来就1亿哈，1亿的美元，为了他加冕的这个仪式。
That didn't include a $10 million throne that he would sit on, and a $10 million crown at the top of his head.
同时呢，这个还不算这个他10万美金的这个国王宝座和他头上所戴的10万美金的这个王冠哈。
Sadly, as he led his people, at one time, 200 children were executed because they complained about paying for their school uniforms.
但是很令人悲哀的是，就是稍后在他领导他的民众的这个执政过程间呢，其中200个学生被杀掉了，因为这些学生抱怨。他们这个被收取的太贵的这个费用，对他们收的太贵的费用，校服费用哈，校服太贵了，他们有这样的 complaint， 导致了他们被杀掉了。
Well, make no mistake about it. At this event, Jesus clearly wanted to be recognized as the coming Messiah, the righteous King, the just King.
在这就是在耶稣进圣城的这些呢，耶稣还是很清晰的，他清楚自己想要做什么，他就是想让大家认识到他是真正的王，是神派来的那个受膏者哈。
In fact, we'll turn over to Luke 19 in a minute, but in that part of the gospel, it says that the Pharisees wanted him to don't let them say that you're not, you know.And he said, no, clearly, if they don't shout, I'm the Messiah, the stones will. The stones will shout out, here comes the Messiah.
就像我们一会儿要在这个路加福音的19:40来讨论的一样哈，这个法利赛人呢，他们这是不像法利赛人不像这个耶稣去做这件事情，也不想这件事情去看到，因为他们知道这是耶稣的这个追随者和他的门徒们哈，都期望去看到耶稣来就看到耶稣以这个拯救的身份来进入圣城哈。
It's a way of saving all, if all creation will shout this.
Can you repeat again?
I say it's just a way of saying a metaphor that all creation will shout for the Messiah.
Yes.
Praise the Messiah.
就是当真正的拯救者来的时候，所有的人类所有的人都会欢呼雀跃啊。
So let's look at this praised entry of the king in Matthew 27:7-11. Let's read those verses now, please.
那我们来 接下来我们来到了下个 section， 我们来读一下这个马太福音的21:7-11啊。那我来读一下这个中文好不好？第7节到11节啊，21章，你们翻到了没有？然后来读一下。牵了驴和驴驹来，把自己的衣服搭在上面，耶稣就骑上。众人多半把衣服铺在路上，还有人砍下树枝来铺在路上。前行后随的众人喊着：“何算了，归于大卫的子孙！何算了，原有求救的意思，在此是称颂的话。奉主名来的，是因称颂的，高高在上，何算了。”耶稣既进了耶路撒冷，何城都惊动了，说：“这是谁？”众人说：“这是加利利拿撒勒的先知耶稣。”
So it looks like this is a time when Jesus is receiving his rightful praise, and that's partially true.
那这现在呢，我们就来进入到这个时间，就是耶稣要进圣城了，就是说。耶稣作为一个受膏者要受到这种赞美和欢呼，但呢这只是我们看到的，这只是代表了事实的一部分，这只是事实的一部分。
Matthew talks about them just laying out branches on the road, but in John's gospel he talks about their palm branches, okay.And palm branches were definitely symbolized as Jewish nationalism and victory connected with prominent Jewish victories.
对，在马太福音刚我们读的谈到了把衣服脱下来铺在路上，但是在这个约翰福音的这个里面讲的是这个他们如何把这个棕榈枝放在路上来迎接这个 King 的到来。这个棕榈枝呢，在象征的是在旧约犹太教是象征的是胜利和胜利的意思，也是胜利的这个一种很就辉煌的这么一个时间的一种场面。
So what you would have seen is not only the palm branches on the road, but you would see people waving these branches over Jesus' head as he was entering.
就是说这个。你会看到就在耶稣进圣城的时候这个棕榈枝，很多棕榈枝会铺到他那个路上，他来的路上同时呢人群也会拿着棕榈枝挥舞着棕榈枝迎接这个耶稣进圣城。
So I guess today even there's some churches that hand out these palm branches on Palm Sunday, you know, for people to wave around and so forth, andIt seems like one time there was a young boy who was sick on Palm Sunday and had to stay home. And so when his parents got home, they had these palm branches. And he says, what are those for? Where do those come from? He said, his father said, these are the palm branches waved over Jesus' head and put on his trail so he could walk. And the little boy says,Wouldn't you believe it? The first Sunday I miss, and Jesus shows up at church. You know, I like the little boy's attitude. You know, he wanted to be there when Jesus shows up. And I'll tell you, Jesus has showed up here today. Every Sunday that we're together, every time we're together, Jesus shows up.
That's interesting. Okay. 就是在现在啊，就是在Sunday 这一天，就是在今天的时候，就很多教会哈都会把这个棕榈枝拿出来庆祝这一天哈。事实上我就插一个小故事。今天我有朋友，他们给我发了一个微信的 message， 里面他们就是他到了一个西弗吉亚教会，他们觉得小孩子就拿着这个棕榈枝在里面转哈。但是他正好 Pastor Mark 讲了一个小孩的故事，就是说有这样一个故事，就是说有个小孩子他生病了，不能同他爸爸妈妈一起去教会，他爸爸妈妈他们教会就会一样的，也会拿着棕榈枝在这一天来庆祝这个耶稣棕榈节这一天哈。然后他爸爸妈妈呢回家的时候，这天敬拜节的时候就拿着棕榈枝回家了。这个他的儿子就问这是什么呀，这个东西是干什么用的，他爸爸妈妈就告诉他这个是什么事情，就是说这个是曾经在 耶稣进耶路撒冷圣城的时候被用来迎接他欢呼他的这个也代表胜利的这么一个象征这个小孩子就说哦这个这么重要的这个一个事情我结果我都 miss 了这是我 suppose 是我第一天要去教会的时候我第一天我就 miss 了就错过这样重要的一个节日哈对
Not only were they waving these branches, but they were shouting Hosanna, shouting to the Lord, the Son of David. And Hosanna is actually has the meaning, Oh, save us. It's a declaration of adoration and delight. And so they were calling on Jesus to save them.
除了他们挥舞着这个中指，他们同时会呼喊着，就是说那个 Hosanna 就是一个口号，这个口号的本身的意思就是说来拯救我们，这个就是他们就期望着，就是说通过这样的呼喊来表达他们对这个耶稣到来这种渴望，希望他能表达他们对这个他们的弥赛亚的一种尊敬，一种开心，那同时呢，也是真的是期望他们的弥赛亚来拯救他们。
But as it turns out, most of them really wanted the type of salvation that led to success for their cause, their political cause.
Yeah, 但事实上呢，他们每个人都有他们自己的原因来寻求这种救赎和成功，都是他们有着自己的这个自己个人的这种一种期盼哈，并不是我们说的这种真正意义上的寻求平安，寻求这种salvation 这种救赎哈。
They wanted a Messiah that was going to do hard business with the Romans. And so the crowd that would say, Blessed is he, later the sounds would be from hard hearts, crucify him.
是这样的，就是说他们真的是期望有一个威武高大威猛的这样一个国王来帮他们打仗，帮他们把罗马人打走。他们因为他们一直长期遭受着罗马人的压迫，他们希望有这样一个勇猛的王来解脱他们的这种受压迫的日子。事实上呢，他们就是说，当他们看到耶稣这种骑着这一头小驴子这种卑微的形象进圣城的时候呢，虽然他们嘴巴里是很多人在欢呼，就是说这个这是一位蒙福的王啊，但可能他们心里在想的是说，把他这个放在绞刑架上去，把他杀掉他。就是说，其实他们意思就是说，他们看到这个耶稣形象，他们很挺失望。嘴巴里说的和他们心里想的是不是一样的哈？就是这个意思。
So on this Sunday, Palm Sunday, he was their king. But later in the week, Pilate would say, "Behold, your king," and they would cry, "Away with him, crucify him."
对，在今天在宗礼节这个一天呢，他们把耶稣当王一样对待，但是在接下来的这个周日呢，那么他们就把他当做一个罪犯来对待，就像那个在约翰十九章十五节那个 Pilate 说的这样，他说站住了你们的王，然后稍后他们会就是会这些民众会叫说就是离开他，然后不要跟他在一起，把他绞死。
Pilate even asked them, "Shall I crucify your king?" And the chief priest says, "We have no king but Caesar." Very PC, very politically correct.
对，就是说，这同时这个Pilate 这个人也问他们民众，就是说，我要把你们的这个王绞死吗？然后这个其中一个这些当时的这个主要的这种叫做这个牧师哈，当时也算牧师这样的这些人神职人员，他们说说我们没有国王，除了凯撒我们没有别的国王，然后真的是就是说这些人就是说就像我们现在说的，就是政治正确啊，就是说在当下什么样的情形他们就说什么样的话哈，就是说就是将派斯麦说就是政治正确，就是符合当下的这种政治环境。
But isn't that like today? Many just want a temporary fix, a leader that will give them the freedom that they want to do what they want.
就是就像这跟现在很多跟现在我们所遇到的这种现实情况很相似哈，就是我们期望一个就是说暂时的这样一个 对一些问题的这种修正，来修正我们所面对的问题，用一个来一个新总统来来一个新的一些政策来解决一些目前的问题，但是呢，他们的这种做法并不能永远的很完善的解决我们这个世界我们每个人所面对的这些困境。
Yeah. This should remind us that today we lived in a world that's obsessed with power, money, prestige, politics for sure, and that's not the solution for peace.
对啊，在现在我们这个世界充满了这个权力，充满着这个金钱，也充满这种名誉和这种政治斗争的这种诱惑了。这些东西啊，其实都不是我们得到平安的这种终的这种办法。
So while it looks like most of these people were praising him, it was really a misunderstanding of Jesus' true nature as a king.
对，就是说这些人哈，他们真正没有理解，耶稣作为一个救世主，作为一个王，他真正的本质是什么
？I should have had a hint with him riding in on the little donkey. Yeah.
对呀、啊，就说在他们看来，一个真正国不会骑在一个驴一头小驴进到圣城。
But this leads us to what I'm calling the painful entry of the king. So let's turn to Luke 19 and look at those verses 41 through 44.
那就是通过这样一种我刚刚所表述的，我们接下来就会讨论我们接下来一个部分，就是说耶稣带着痛苦进圣城哈，就是我们来通过路加福音的19章41节到40节来讨论这个部分。
So if you would read those,
okay,
please.
Give me seconds. So, 路加福音十九章四十一节到四十四节啊，我把它找到一下。19:41-44. Okay, I found it. 耶稣快到耶路撒冷，看见城就为他哀哭。巴不得你在这日子知道关系你平安的事。无奈这事现在是隐藏的，叫你的眼看不出来，因为日子将到，你的仇敌必筑起土垒，周围围绕你，四面困住你，并要扫灭你和你里头的儿女，连一块石头也不留在石头上，因为你不知道眷顾你的时候。
Jesus' sorrow really reflects the heart of the Father. As the Jewish people were rejecting his prophets and his son.
是当那个耶稣进圣呢，他其实是低声哭泣的，很伤心的，因为他替他的天父伤心，因为这些民众并不明白天父的心意，也不明白他为什么来这里。
I think Rembrandt is, of course, a very famous painter. I've always liked his religious paintings.
Okay. Pastor Michael 喜欢一个有名的画家叫Rembrandt. Rembrandt 不知道中文怎么叫，英文就叫 Rembrandt. Rembrandt? 伦勃朗是吧 ？Okay， 这个中文叫伦勃朗哈，他很喜欢的画。就是他因为这些话经常会表达一些很深刻的意义哈。
Rembrandt's painting was one that was of Jesus' face, and it was said that if you covered one eye, his face had a sparkle of joy and hope, but if you covered the other eye, it looked like he was about to cry.
Wow. 他就是这个有名的画家画了一幅画来描绘。耶稣进圣城当时的这个情形，他说：“如果在这个画上，如果你把耶稣的一只眼睛给盖上，你可以从他的脸上看到这个这种快乐和这种充满希望的这种表情。但是你把你的手移开，放到去 cover 去遮住另外一只眼睛的时候，你会看到耶稣是看起来像要哭泣的这种样子。”
So the picture here is a king weeping, and interestingly, we think of a tear in his eye. Actually, the Greek word for this weeping was crying very loudly. Okay, so he was openly crying and weeping as he came to a city that was rebellious to him. against his rightful authority.
对啊，就是本身这个，就是在希腊文里面这个 weep 低声哭泣，这个哭泣啊，其实是大声有大声哭泣、大声呼喊的这种意思啊，其实是想表达耶稣对这些民众的失望，他们对这种对他这种身份的这种不敬、不认同的这种伤心哈。
You know, as we think about terms of peace, we see many kings and leaders that have made terms of peace here in America with the native people. Treaties that didn't last very long at all.
对啊，其实在历史上有很多的国王，有很多的这种领袖啊，他们就像先前讲，他们缔结了很多这种和平条约，但是呢很多其中很多都并不能持续很久的时间。事实上呢，这也是这些条约不能做到的。
Now, often the leaders changed, or they changed their mind, and the terms of peace became worthless.
就是说，经常的这些王啊，这些领袖啊，他们会就是他们会，因为他们会换届啊，或者就是变更啊，然后因为这种领导层的这种变更呢。以前所留下的条约呢，也会变更，甚至就没有什么用了，没人来把它还当作是有效的。
There was one case in the Old Testament, where a nearby ruler was offering to make peace with a group from Israel, if they would let him gouge their right eyes.
Wow, that's terrible. 就是这个在旧约中有这样一个故事啊，有一个领袖他说他愿意跟他的这个这个以色列这样一个群体来缔结一个和平的这个条约啊，但是这个条件是呢，他要把他们所有人的右眼给挖出来，这个很残忍哈。
As it was, King Saul saved them from that, but the truth of it is, God would have saved them from that even if King Saul hadn't been there.
That's the same thing about the
Yeah.
Okay. 就是说这事实上也是扫就是那个这个扫罗王就是这样做的哈，他就是把给他们缔造的和平条约把他们右眼挖出来来给他们这和平，但实际上这不是说是他能给他们和平给这些他的这个群众哈，但实际上是神才能带来真正的和平，其实跟扫罗没有关系啊。
See, as God called the people of Israel together as a nation to represent him,Even then, they decided they wanted a king.
对，就是神把这以色列人聚集来，是想让他们来接受神的这个救赎，这个神对他们的这种保护。但实际上，这些愚昧的这些民众呢，他们需要一个他们自己的王来领导他们，来保护他们。
A king like other people had, and in fact, Samuel tried to warn them.If you have a king, he's going to enslave you. You know, he's going to take so much of your money and have you doing things.
对，就是说，这个在那个时间，三秒一个著名的祭司，他就警告了这些人，他说，我们并不需要王。如果有了这样一个王的话，他们这个王就会奴役你们，把你们的钱财拿走。这个其实并不是你们需要的哈。
But God told Samuel, never mind, go ahead and give them a king.They're not rejecting you, they're rejecting me as being their king. So this is not the first time that the people of Israel had rejected God as being their king.
对，但是那个神对撒母耳说啊，好了，没有关系了，你就给他们选位王了。他们这样做，不是对你不满意，而是他们对我不满意，他们来反对我。但事实上这也不是第一次这样的事情发生哈。
So this lasting peace can only come about when it's a king that doesn't change, that's always there, and never changes himself.
Can you repeat again?
I say the lasting peace that this king has, that God and Jesus has, is one of a king that never changes, a king that never leaves you, okay? And that's Jesus, King of Kings.
Okay, 就是说这个重要的信息想分享的就是说， 这个持续的这种平安啊，并不是这些国王能带给你的。And因为他们所给你的条件都是会变的，那真正的这个真理和平安呢，是神所带来的，是神通过他的儿子王之王这个耶稣带给我们的。
So Jesus is saying here, oh that you would have known the things that make for peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes.
Excuse me, I didn't get it.
I'm cutting out a few lines.
Okay.
Jesus is telling them in Luke here in verse 41 that he wished that they had known the things that really lead to peace, but now that it's hidden from their eyes, this peace is hidden from their eyes.
Oh, 是这样的哈，就是耶稣就是说，他说他对这些民众说，他说其实你们并不知道什么造就的这个平安呢，什么是神带的平安，其实真正的这个真正的平安是神赐给我们的，这样的平安才会永久，也才会是真正的平安。
The way this reads, this may puzzle us a little bit, but let's look at John 9:39 together.
让我们来读一下那个约翰福音的这个九章的三十九节啊。Do you want to read it?
Yeah, please.
Okay. 六章的九章的三十九，九章三十九。约翰福音九章的三十九节哈，耶稣说，我为审判到这世上来，叫不能看见的可以看见，能看见的反瞎了眼。
Now when Jesus said I came to judge, he doesn't mean to condemn, clearly he did not, he came to save, but he came to judge in a sense to give his truth about whatman's condition was.
这是其实耶稣说这话，他并不是想来谴责这个这些民众哈，他只是想来说明一个事实，说明一个真理的事情哈。他也来通过来把这个真理的这个事情来把它讲清楚，也是想来告诉这些民众，你们所处的光景是怎么样的。
So he said he was giving this to those that did not see, he wanted them to see, and those that thought they saw, they wouldn't see. Jesus knew they were looking for truth with their selfish reasons, with their eyes, and for their own reasons, and not their heart.
耶稣就是明白，就是这些普通民众，其实他们只是想着他们所想要的，他们都很自私，想着他们自己的需求，想着他们对是说白就是自己的这种生活的这世俗的渴望，金钱啊名誉这样的渴望，但是这是耶稣很伤心的地方。
And so next again, Jesus has a very painful prophecy for them, and that is that Jerusalem and the temple itself will be destroyed almost 37 years from them in 70 AD.
其实耶稣真的是其实他很伤心啊，看到这些民众的这种做法和反应，因为什么？他同时也有个预言，他说这个耶路撒冷的这个圣殿啊，这个 temple 在37年之后会被罗马人毁掉，他有这样一个他自己也感到非常一个伤心的这么一个预言。
And now he more or less talks like this is a judgment because you did not know the time of your visitation.
最后呢，他在这个就是四十四节哈，就是我们刚刚这个是 verse
44 it says you did not know the time of your visitation.
对，他说就是说他谈到了这个最后的大审判的事情啊，因为这些人这些民众根本不知道。什么是大审判？什么时候会到来
？So he's speaking a couple of ways. One of them is, as we've gone through the book of John, the first chapter was Jesus. In the beginning, Jesus was with God. Jesus was God. All these very joyous things. And then we read, and he came to his own people, and they didn't know him.
对，其实关于大审判来临之前，最重要的事情就是耶稣的降生，来到人世间哈，他作为以色列的王，然后这是其实是一个最重要的事情，这个民众需要理解和认识的。
But he's also speaking of today. He is coming as the righteous king, and they still don't know him.
就像他在这一天，在耶稣降生的时候，他是来宣称自己是这个正义的这个化身，是真理的化身的时候，但这些追随着普通老百姓，他们还是不理解这样的事实。
And just so we don't think it's a misunderstanding, it was ignorance. They really just chose to ignore him.
但其实不是说不理解，其实就是这些人因为他们自己的这种自私的想法，他们选择了就是去忽视，去装作不看见。
Well, as we finish here, just to conclude, my hope is that this Palm Sunday message will encourage us, those of us that have accepted the King's terms of peace.
就是快乐到了今天这个信息结束时间，希望通过我们今天的讨论呢，来意识到这个耶稣入圣城这个也以及这个宗旨节这个这一天这个今天这个星期天本身的意义，也让我明白。平安的本身意义是什么？是真的是耶稣的牺牲是神赐给我们的。
Hopefully, we'll have an opportunity this week to share that the terms of Jesus' peace with a friend or a loved one.
希望在我们讨论之后，在我们今天这个信息今天的主日之后呢，希望我们有这样机会把我们今天所讨论的这个信息。关于什么是真理，关于真理本身的意义，耶稣来到人世间这个事情的真正的意义呢，我们可以分享给我们的朋友，分享给我们爱的一个人。
I say that a bit sad, as this morning I found out that I have a cousin that just passed away last night, and I had been wanting, it had been on my heart to go visit her. She lives in Tucson, Arizona.
OK， 事实上呢，真的是，其实我们听到这个消息挺难过啊，这个希望一切都顺利。然后就是帕特怪讲，他说关于 share 这个信息给一个爱的一个朋友的时候，他的有一个侄子哈，是个女性，在昨天去世，然后呢，在他心里一直装着这个他这个侄子，然后呢，就是这个侄子在居住在亚利桑那的这个Tucson 这个城市哈。
So I had shared with her before, but I really felt the burden that I needed to be there to share with her more. And as I find out today, I won't have that opportunity.
就是他其实应该有，就 Mas Padmak 其实他心里有负担啊，就是在想先前给他来分享关于这个耶稣的到来的信息，耶稣的救赎的真理哈，给他的时候他有一些负担。但是他现在感觉到有一些，我感到 little bit regretful, right? So, 他没能这样做，因为他的侄女在昨天去世了。
Let's take that opportunity. As we know today, Jesus, when he was resurrected and returned to his throne, he still continues to offer his terms of peace.
真的是通过我们今天的信息，希望每个人都珍惜这样的机会，把这样的信息传给我们周围的朋友，传给我们的家人。真的是在即使在基督他在世界上被审判死去之后，他也复活了，真的是他也继续着把他的信息传给相信他的人，传给他传给这些还没有信他的人。但他所做的方式呢，是通过他的使者啊，这使者其实就是我们这些信徒。
And of course, the way he does that is he offers it through his ambassadors. So, how many ambassadors for Christ do I have out there, huh?
对
，All of us should be, yeah.
就像帕斯麦说，就是说他这样做是通过他的大使啊，就是我们都是大使，我们都是他的信徒，我们都是他的追随者。那你想想，我们有千千万万的这样的追随者，那这样的通道是很多的。
Of course, as ambassadors, all we can do is extend his terms. We can't make them more or less.
对，就是说，我们 通过这个传扬耶稣信息，我们那个这个信使者，就是这个大使啊，他的信息的大使，也会变多，会变少，看我们怎么做了。
For instance, we can't say believe in Jesus plus do some good works, and you'll have those, that peace.
他说那最首先要做的呢，你就是要相信基督，相信耶稣基督，同时呢，做一些好事情，然后呢，你就会。开始 一点点的在您的心开始 经历 一点点的平安。
Nor can we say, just as long as you believe in something, that's okay.
就是路加里面说，他说如果你开始相信那一些事情，这就是一个好的开始啊。
No, we really need to encourage others on the behalf of Christ. Be reconciled to God on His terms. Peace.
对，就是说，我们要鼓励你们，就是说，要和这个神有一个和平的一个关系哈，就这样，我们也通过他的这种平安的这种条约，我们才能真正理解什么是平安呢？
If you haven't accepted those terms yet, Jesus is eager and willing to offer eternal life and lasting peace to every individual who will receive it.
如果你还没有接受，还没有认识到这个神所赐的这种平安的这个条约的时候呢，那耶稣基督啊，他总是渴望的，也总是热情的想把这种平安赐给我们，真的是他也愿意把这种平安呢赐给所需要的人。
In this plain terms, they are.To lay down your arms, especially those that you're self-sufficient. Admit your need.
Yeah, 其实做起来很简单啊，就是说，这个做很简单，就是说，如果说，你是个太自信的人，太自满的人哈，那么你所要做的呢，就是把你的双手放下来，来接受耶稣基督。
Accept total forgiveness and eternal life.And accept the king into your life to govern you.
那就是说来就是完全的放下自己来让耶稣基督来掌管你的人生来真正的顺服在耶稣基督的这种带领下面。
True and lasting peace comes from repentance toward God and faith in Jesus Christ. Those are the only terms. Those are the only terms we have.
Okay, 就是说接受耶稣基督哈，那就是最基本的，也是最唯一的一个条件哈。我们来认识真理，来接受到平安。
As we close, as we think about today, as I woke up and looked at the news, two churches, Christian churches in Egypt, were attacked. 50 people killed. Far from peace in the land. So let's pray together.
Okay.最后结束的时候我想说一个我昨天看到消息，就是在埃及哈有两个基督教会被武装进攻了，然后有50个人失去了生命，那我们接下来祷告来结束今天的这个信息。
Father, we do pray for many throughout the world that desperately need your peace.We realize that you're the only one that can give that. We can have a temporary time of peace, but to anyone that will receive it, you give lasting peace, eternal life. So we pray for that peace to be in the world and to be with all of those that you're calling. We thank you for the time that we have together and that you have...given us that peace and eternal life. We just pray that we will be very anxious to speak words of encouragement to others during this week coming up to our celebration on the resurrection of Jesus Christ. In His name, amen.
Amen.
Amen.